Interview Media Servisa.
In Interview tjedna Media Servisa, our guest is expert in effective audio advertising and sonic branding. One of the legends of the advertising world, Ralf van Dijk. Welcome and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You were in Rovinj at Weekend Media Festival and you gave a lecture titled Love is in the Ear, which was powered by Croatian Radio Forum. You shared your experiences and strategies regarding audio advertising. Can you tell us how big is the power of the sound element in the world of advertising?
Well, it's growing, I guess, is the first answer. And you can tell that that's the case because brands like, or businesses like Procter & Gamble, last year they announced an increase in their radio spend of 43%. That's a big jump. So that's usually, they're going where the audience is going. And in culture, I think audio is becoming more popular because of technology. We're able to have more audio on demand. Also, our lifestyles are increasingly busy. So we're looking to navigate the world with our ears and using our mouth as a remote control. That seems to be, you know, the what's happening. And I guess as a result, there's a greater need for brands to understand how to exist in sound, which goes into audio branding, but also just writing for the spoken word. So sound is... that's how advertising started in audio way back in the days of just radio. And then everyone got obsessed with the visuals. But now it seems to be coming back where it is just such an efficient medium and also creatively a way of being able to tap into someone's emotions more effectively.
Okay, that was my next question. So you don't think that audio elements are in less popular today and when we compare it with video elements?
I think it has been less popular, but I think you just need to look to culture and look at the role of sound on platforms like TikTok, where the sound and the visual are so complementary. It's 50-50. You know, you don't need the screen is small. The what you see visually is more about authenticity. And, you know, influencers doing their real thing, fast cuts, but really it's not about production values and too much of that. It's more about authenticity. And sound and audio is a great way of communicating that authenticity. Our voice, we can tell immediately whether someone is lying or pretending or has an agenda more effectively in our ear, through our ears, than we can with what we see. So I think that in the past it has been less, played a lesser role, but today I think there's no question brands are needing to treat it more seriously. Part of the problem has also been audio advertising has been cheaper to make, cheaper to produce, and therefore has been treated cheaply. And so last minute decisions, quick changes, no time, no long-term strategies.
But every company should have it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's just like now sound is a way to unite all the communications of a brand across the whole, all their media, but also the customer journey. So in-app, in-store, wherever the brand exists, there's an opportunity to have sound as part of it. So yeah, a long answer to your simple question.
Okay, I'm curious, did you research maybe Croatian audio advertising, made some analyze? Do you have something for us, some kind of advice? Should we improve something, add something?
Well, I mean, the language barrier makes it slightly harder for me to be really too specific, but I can hear tone of voice. I mean, that's what I do for a job. I direct actors all the time, and I've directed sessions in languages that I don't speak because it's about tone, and tone is universal. So what I've noticed in a lot of Croatian radio is the pace feels very fast. The projection levels are too big. You know, it's fast and loud.
And we are loud, like nation.
Well, true. But I wanted to make sure that I wasn't jumping to conclusions. So two mornings ago, I was at breakfast and I recorded the conversation of the people next to me just so I could listen to it later and just hear the rhythms and pace. And the conversational pace that they had was so different from the pace that I hear in the advertising. It's the same level, same attack, and it feels like an advertising tone of voice. And that's global. That's the same, you know, if you're, and that's often because advertisers say, be more direct, say it louder, put more in. So you're having to go faster and bigger.
But is it the problem? We are focused on duration of news, of content on radio, how it affects on audio advertising. Young people nowadays, they want really short information, short content, and not content that is imposed, but on demand.
They want it short if they don't like it. But who doesn't? I mean, if I don't want that a long version of anything I don't like, but they're watching long form streaming, they're listening to long form audio and podcasts, so they listen to the things that interest them, and we just need to make our advertising more interesting, and if that's the case, then people will listen longer. But yeah, attention spans are definitely shorter, but I think it seems shorter because people can act on it. People can skip now. People can minimize.
If you bored me, I will skip.
Yeah, exactly. And you just you see it in people's eyes. You know, hopefully not at a dinner party when you're trying to talk to them and they just suddenly start wandering. But yes, we are now. We don't have to accept the boring quite as often as we used to, because there's ways to avoid it. But the answer isn't making our ads shorter. The answer is making our ads better, more engaging, more interesting, more compelling. You know, find a way to draw the listener into our world and find that connection between what the advertiser wants to say and what the consumer wants to consume.
Yeah. I suppose, actually, I'm sure that creativity in your job is really important. And I will ask you something that is now actually AI. Is all around us. So is it possible that AI can completely replace a creative person?
Yes, yeah? Is the short answer.
Okay.
No, because I
was scared a little bit about your answer.
I think it's inevitable that AI will be an increasingly common tool in what we do. But it always starts with the most basic, the most fundamental, the most boring version of communication. Like at the moment, the most popular use of AI voice is in answering machine and voice prompts. You don't need emotion, you don't need nuance, you don't need authenticity. AI, way you go, do it. You can write it too, I don't care. But as soon as you're trying to connect to a human, you need a human input for now.
For now. How long will be necessary?
I feel like in audio, we have longer than
video,
other media,
maybe. Yeah.
Because I feel like the nuances in voice and the imperfections that we can hear, they are so specific and detailed that we know the hesitations, the pauses, the stumbles that I'm doing now.
Intonation and
all
everything,
that intonation.
Yeah.
That's something that as humans we recognize very, very quickly, and we're very good bullshit detectors. So when we have that, that's going to take a long time for AI to sort of understand. Only humans can get it as wrong as we do, as often as we
mistakes,
do.
I make mistakes, so maybe AI is not possible to do the same.
Yeah, but so you have to really program those mistakes. And machine learning at the moment is based on perfection and maths.
Okay, but we are sure for now.
I think we're okay for now.
Thank you very much for this conversation.
You're welcome.
Interview Media Servisa.